Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. Well, in this mini bonus episode, we present an interview we just did with Jose Benavidez Sr. We caught up with Jose Sr. shortly after the weigh-in for the David Morrell Senna Ogbeko fight coming up December 16th this Saturday at the Armory. We had a nice chat with Jose Sr., who is in town to... He's been working with Jose Valenzuela, who is fighting Chris Colbert in the co-main event or special attraction on the Saturday Armory card. And we talked to Jose Sr. about that fight, as well as what might be coming up for David Benavidez. Of course, there's been a lot of talk of Benavidez fighting Canelo Alvarez and our own David Morrell Jr. So this will be a conversation that I hope you'll enjoy, and we'll see you at the fights on Saturday night. All right. We're here with Jose Benavidez Sr. Jose, nice to see you, man.
How are you doing? Pleasure to be here in a big car like this. David Morrell fighting a Betco, so have Jose Valenzuela on the undercard, the co-main event. Super excited. We have a rematch with Colbert, and man, we can't wait for tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that fight. So you're training Jose Valenzuela?
Well, I've been training him for all his career. For this fight, I did not train him. Mario from Azteca Boxing, that's the old trainer that he had. He went and trained with him. I still manage him. But I'm going to be in the corner. He asked me to help him in the corner. You know, he's like my son. So yeah. At the end of the day, you know, this is what I love doing, and we're happy to be working together.
Yeah, a lot of people thought Jose won that first fight. What do you think? What do you make of that?
Well, I believe that he did win that fight. In my opinion, he won that fight. It was a lot of people think that it was a pretty close fight, but we're back again here to prove ourselves, and both of us have an opportunity to fight again and prove ourselves. And I believe that whoever wins this fight is going to go to the next level and possibility of a title fight. So at the end of the day, it's a great thing for boxing.
Do you expect him? It looked like maybe he had an opportunity to finish him off there early in that first fight. Do you think that maybe if he gets that opportunity again, he could get the stoppage?
I believe so. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit of a different fight this time. You know, in that fight, I think he kind of gassed out, I would say. You know, he went in there and tried to throw a lot of punches. I think the plan now is a little bit different, and hopefully if he hasn't hurt, you know, hopefully he can stay more relaxed and pick his shots a little bit better and not just waste his energy, I think. But I believe so. You know, when you see blood, you know, it's like you want to go for the kill. You know, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. You know, I've seen a lot of people get tired trying to make it happen. But I think you're going to have a totally different fight, and stay tuned because it's going to be a great fight.
I think that could be the fight of the night.
I think so. There's so much hate between them. So I think both of them need this fight in order to go to the next level. And I think they got to prove themselves. And I think hopefully they can steal the show.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about your son, David. You know, there's been talk about him maybe fighting Canelo or Morrell, of course.
Yeah, you know, to be honest with you, we're focused. You know, we're just, we want to stay active. We'll fight anybody, whoever comes to the table. If we fight Canelo, good. If not, we got to stay busy. You know, we just got to stay active, and that's all I care. You know, we'll fight anybody. We have never run from nobody. You know, that's what we're here for, to prove ourselves. We've been proving ourselves, and we're going to continue proving ourselves. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who they put in front of us.
Well, David's looking great, and personally, I'm not sure if Canelo wants anything to do with that heat right now.
Yeah, I don't think nobody wants to face the monster, you know. David Benavidez is the monster. Everybody says they want to fight him, but when it comes to negotiations and fighting, they backed up. They just want to get a little bit of publicity and do all that. There are some real fighters up there that won the opportunities, like Caleb Plant and Boo Boo. You know, they stepped right away, you know, and they wanted the fight. But the other ones, the think that they're the best at 168, say they want to fight David, I don't think they want to do that, you know. They want to protect their records. They want to continue fighting nobodies, you know, and at the end of the day, they just want, they say that they want to fight David, but at the end of the day, they don't make things happen.
When do you think he'll be back in the ring?
We're hoping maybe May or September. Those are the days that we're thinking. Right now, he's enjoying his little girl, my new granddaughter. And we're super happy. Thank you for that. And he's training now, so he's maintaining. And I think we're ready. We're ready for whenever they tell us to be ready. I think he's going to be ready.
What do you think of this main event here with Morel and
I think it's a great fight. I think Morel is underestimating Adbetko. I think he's a good fighter. He's focusing more on David, you know, than focusing on his opponent. I think and you know, he should focus on his opponent and make it happen, keep winning and making it happen so we can fight.
Yeah, well, we're here in Morel country, of course, and we all want to see that fight happen between David and your son.
I think it's going to happen for sure. There's no doubt it's not going to happen. As long as he keep doing well, you know, he keep looking impressive. That's the other fight that people want to see, and we would love to fight Devin Morel. I think it's a great fight. It's a good fight for the people. I don't think that it's a good fight for now. He's not done as much as he could, you know. We want to fight him. Believe me, we want to fight him today. I think David can stop him. He can knock him out. He doesn't have the experience, you know, that David has. He did have a lot of good amateur fights, but I think David's in another level, and it's better to fight him now. I think now is the time to fight him, and I think David can stop him. He is going to get better. He's a great fighter. Within time, I think he's just going to get better and better, and it's going to be harder for us, but we'll still take that fight now or later.
Yeah, I think your son is just looking better every time out, and he's just so props to him, you know.
Thank you. We've been working hard. He's very dedicated, super focused, and he's getting better and better. Like I said, you know, not every fight he learns, and he just becomes a different animal every time he fights.
All right.
So, any other news on your other son, on Jose?
Yeah, super proud of his performance with Charlo. I wish it would have been a little bit more fair. We started at 160, then they moved up to 164, and then they moved up to another 4 pounds more. And I would definitely love a rematch at 160, you know, or fight anybody else at the end of the day. You know, we lost fair and square. At the end of the day, we're not going to make no excuses. We took the fight with old, he came super heavy. He almost came at 168, and super proud with Junior's performance. And I think he's ready. He's ready for another fight.
What can you tell us about? Did you box professionally too?
I never boxed in my life. I didn't know nothing about boxing when I came to boxing. Junior was 6 years old. I started training him, and David was his first fight was amateur fight, not amateur, it was exhibition fight at 4 years old. I just dedicated myself and learned boxing day and night, and I'm still learning, and I'm super motivated and super hungry, and I'm obsessed with boxing, and I love boxing. So every day I keep learning from all these other coaches, and at the end of the day, I in my mind, I don't know nothing. I still learn every day. Thank God I manage all my fighters, and I'm been managing them so far so good, and we're going to continue working hard.
Awesome.
No, just thanks for making time again, and yeah, best of luck to both of you
thank
and your
you.
Sons, and congrats again on the new grandbaby.
Thank you so much for all that, and I want to thank all the fans for all the support, and we're going to continue working hard to give you guys good fights.
Mucho gusto.
Thank you.